Hare Krishna. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace, His Holiness Bhakti Dhira Damodar Swami Maharaj on the call to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before handing over the call to Maharaj, I would like to ask Raj Prabhuji to give a brief introduction about Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Whenever pranam to you and all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Shri Guru and Gauranga. Very fortunate to have His Holiness Bhakti Dhira Damodar Swami Maharaj on our call today. Bhakti Dhira Damodar Swami was born in Okodama. He grew up as a Roman Catholic, and from a very young age, he has been very spiritually minded, and he studied the Bible intensely with the sole aim of understanding God and His entire creation. He once asked his Bible teacher about the concepts of reincarnation and karma. And the teacher in anger told him that his questions are unbiblical. Not satisfied with the response, he started searching for answers in other faiths. In 1980, Maharaj came in touch with Hare Krishna movement. In 1985, he received formal initiation Diksha from His Holiness Bhakti Tirath Swami Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada Ji, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and Brahman initiation, the second initiation, in 1986. 25th March 2005, in Mayapur, India, he was awarded the renounced order of life and given the name Bhakti Dhira Damodar Swami by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. From 2011, he also started serving in the capacity of an initiating spiritual master. And we are very fortunate to have him today on our call. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. And
pranam. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the introduction, Raj Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Maharaj, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 15th chapter, 24th sloka. Please take over the call, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
जय राधा माधवि जय राधा माधव कुंजवि गोपी जन गिरीवर गोपी जन Yashodanandana Rajajana Rajana Yashodanandana Rajajana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vamita Yamuna Tira Vamita Jaya Radha Madhava Kundalini Jaya Radha Madhava Kundalini Gopi Jana Rahelava Giri Varada Gopi Jana Rahelava Ivarana Yashodanandana Prajajanaranda Yamuna Tira Vanata Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Jai Jai Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Jai Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Jai Jai Guru Dev. Hari Ho, Hari Ho, Nitai Gora, Hari Ho, Nitai Gora, Hari Ho, Hari Ho, Nitai Gora, Hari Ho.
Jayam Vishnu Paramahamsa, Pari Vrajagacharya, Astuta Rasita, Sri Sri Mahati Divine Grace. ISKCON founder Chari Jagad Guru Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Pareva Jagacharya Astu Tarasita Sisi Mahi Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Chakra Prabhupada Ki Jai. Arant Gudi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya from Nityananda Sri Advaita. Yadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Gopal Gopinath Shama Kurada Kunda Giri Gauravadam Ki Jai. Vrindavanam Ki Jai. Mathuranam Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Nam Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Nam Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganges Mai Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Primarande, All Glories Assemble Devotees, All Glories Assemble Devotees, All Glories, All Glories, All Glories to Shishi Guru Shri Gauranga. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna, Prasaya Bhutale, Shivati Bhakti Chirte Shantinana. Namaste Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Shitam Shigaura Karana Shakti Bhakti Chirte Chinana. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Devam Adhirayat Nashta Praisa Badresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Utamas Luke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Shakshulam Nitajena Tashmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stavitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Shwapadantikam Vandiham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Padakana, Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavani Shwari Brisavana Suti Devi Panamami Haripiya Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Pipasu Nivyaye Vachan Patitanam Pavinavyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6 Chapter 15, Descents, Narad and Angira Muni, instruct King Chitraketu. Text 24. Diri Shyamana Vinaratena Nadri Shante Mano Bhava Karamabir Gyayatu Nana Karmani Manasu Bhavan Drishyamana Vinaratena Nadrishyanti Mano Bhava Karma Biri Gyayatu Nana Karmani Manasu Bhavan Drishyamana Vinaratena Nadrishanti Manu Bhava Karma Biridyayatu Nana Karmani Manasu Bhavan Drishyamanaha Being perceived Vina without Artena Substance or reality Na not Drishyanti are seen. Anubhava, creations of mental concoction. Karma bihi, by fruitive activities. Dhyayata, meditating upon. Nana, various. Karmani, fruitive activities. Manasa, from the mind, Abhavan, appear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This visible object, like wife, children, and property, are like dreams and mental concoctions. Actually, what we see has no permanent existence. It is sometimes seen and sometimes not. Only because of our past actions do we create such mental concoctions. And because of these concoctions, we perform fruitive activities. Purport. Everything material is a mental concoction because it is sometimes visible and sometimes not. At night, when we dream of tigers and snakes, They are not actually present, but we are afraid because we are affected by what we envision in our dreams. Everything material is like a dream because it actually has no permanent existence. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes as follows in his commentary. At night, one dreams of tigers and snakes. And while dreaming, he actually sees them. But as soon as the dream is broken, they no longer exist. Similarly, the material world is a creation of our mental concoctions. We have come to this material world to enjoy material resources. And by mental concoction, we discover many, many objects of enjoyment because our minds are absorbed in material things. This is why we receive various bodies. According to our mental concoctions, we work in various ways, desiring various achievements. And by nature, and the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karmana Daiva Nitrina. We get the advantages we desire. Those who become more and more involved in material concoctions. This is the reason for our suffering in the material world. By one kind of activity, we create another, and they are all products of our mental concoctions. And that is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 24 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15, entitled The Saints Narada and Angira Instruct King Chitraketu. We beg to offer our respectful obeisances to all the devotees. And we also thank you for giving us the opportunity to associate with all of you. So, very, very, very striking words. What is striking word in this sloka? The word which has spread throughout the translation and the purport is concoction. Mental concoction. Mental concoction, mental concoction, mental concoctions. Yeah, three times mentioned in the translation and many times mentioned in the purport. So, Angira Muni and Narada Muni are speaking to Chitraketu. It is said here that they are speaking to Chitraketu. But we are not Chitraketu, not Maharaj for some of us. So, we are hearing something. Something which is spoken to somebody. So what is our concern with? What is our connection with this? And Chitraketu is representing us. The situation he had as a living entity is also our present situation. So we have seen here that they are saying these visible objects like wife, children, and property are like dreams. And therefore, it is a creation of mental concoctions. So let us look at it carefully. Wife does exist. We cannot say that it is false. They're not false. Wife exists. children exist. Even property does exist. So, what is mental concussion here? What is mental concussion has to do with the wife, has to do with children, has to do with property. We are very much aware that the Supreme Personality of God has millions of children in Dwarka. And he has 16,108 wives. So wife is not concussion, not a mental concussion. And children not mental concussion. We cannot say that Niruddha is concoction. Niruddha is not mental concoction. Samba is not mental concoction. Pradyumna is not mental concoction. They are persons. And not just temporal persons, they are permanent, eternal persons. Eternal persons. Rukmini Devi is not mental concoction. Satya Brahma is not mental concussion. Kalindi is not mental concussion. They are not mental concussion. They are real. And Krishna is not mental concussion. They are real. They existed. They are in existence. And the activities between wife and husband also eternally exist between them. The activities between the father and the children existed eternally. So what is mental concussion? And we hear this visible object, wife, children, and property are like dreams and mental concussions. They are, like we're saying, these things, they are real, they are existing. So what is it, a dream? A dream means that Krishna does not exist, and Rukmini Devi does not exist, and Dwarka did not exist, Pradyumna did not exist, Samba did not exist, Charudeshna did not exist. They are in existence eternally. So what is mental concussion? The mental concussion it comes in when material existence comes in. That is where there is mental concussion, not where the spiritual existence is in full display. Not when the spiritual existence is in full display. There is no mental concussion. Mental concussion exists only in a material sense, a material atmosphere. Therefore, it is a dream. For example, in the case of Chitta Ketu himself, our acharyas explain that the child he had, we already mentioned that children are not mental concussion. Wife are not mental concussion. Fatherhood is not mental concussion, nor a motherhood. They are not mental concussion. They are mental concussions only when material experience comes in. When it has turned into material circumstances, then it is mental concussion. For example, Chitta Ketu himself, our acharyas mentioned a child whom he had that he was crying for was his enemy in the previous life. So this is mental concussion. But that does not mean that there is no relationship between them. There is relationship between them. If there is no relationship between them, then he would have come as his son to give him anxiety, which he is experiencing now. That is a subject of discussion. There is a childhood which is real, that the boy came as his enemy as a child this lifetime, but in the previous life, they were enemies and did not finish their karma. Therefore, to complete the karma which they owe each other, the child and the father owe each other the karma they need to rectify for them to move forward in their evolution. Therefore, the relationship brought them again to this lifetime. So relationship is eternal because we are in Krishna consciousness to practice devotional activity that will help us to regain this eternal relationship we had with Krishna. So that when this is attained, we will go back home, back to Godhead to exhibit it eternally with Krishna. We should remember that being in the material world is a denial of the pleasure we have to give to Krishna in our transcendental relationship. So material relationship is mental concoction. And material wife, husband and wife is also mental concoction, is a creation of our mind. So in this sense, it is mental concoction that the relationship is not eternal. So it is mental creation. Therefore, it is concoction. That which does not stay eternally. That which does not stay eternally, like Prabhupada said in the purport. Everything material is a mental concoction because it is sometimes visible and sometimes not. It is temporal, therefore it is mental concoction. It is a creation of our mind, not a creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the spiritual manifestation of Krishna's energy. So the soul appearing as a sun for somebody is not the material creation. Therefore, it is not mental concoction. But the activities which we perform in our material existence between father and son or mother or daughter or friends in this material world and the object that we identify ourselves with the material world, they are all temporal. Therefore, they are mentally concocted. And the result is that they bring us unnecessary suffering. At night, when we dream of tigers and snakes, they are not actually present. That's a mental concoction. But we are afraid because we are affected by what we envision in our dreams. There is tiger. There is snakes, or there are snakes. In a dream, seeing a tiger and snake in a dream, it is mental concoction because they are not actually present there. Of course, we can also see a tiger and snake in a dream also. We can see tiger. And we can also see snakes in the dream. If one see Ananta says, or says Ananda, it is not mental concoction. If one see Lord Singhadev, it's not mental concoction. Or Varahadev, it is not mental concoction. Kunti told us in the first canto, in her prayers to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord Krishna, you appeared in different forms. You appeared in the form of a tree. You appeared in the form of animals, like Varahadev, Hayagriva, matsya, kurma, etc., etc. You appeared in the form of animal. You appeared in the form of tree, like banyan tree. Tulsi Devi is not mental concoction. We worship every day. It is not mental concoction. Kunti Devi said, Lord Krishna, you appeared in all varieties of forms. Even as human, Krishna, Ramchandra, Bhagwan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kapil Muni, and all that incarnation, Parashurama. He appeared also in human form. Although you appear in this form, you are the absolute supreme person, the human born. Never affected by the material energy. Never conditioned or subjected to material situations. Never even affected by space and time. You are absolute personality of Godhead. So, it is not mental concoction. Mental concoction, everything material is like a dream because it actually has no permanent existence. In another lecture, Srila Prabhupada said, this is a lecture he gave in Bhagavad Gita 2.2 in London, August 3, 1973. Prabhupada said, therefore, the so-called good men of this world, who are engaged in so many welfare activities, humanitarian activities, by mental concoction, they may be all foolish activities in the estimation of the Supreme Personality of God. They are very much puffed up that we are doing this, opening hospitals and schools and philanthropism, nationalism. Is there any such thing in the Bhagavad Gita? Mental concoction, because they are not permanent. They are not mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Charity is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Opening hospital, where is it mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita? Is there any advice that you open hospital, school, and do this philanthropic work? No. If you have got anything to give in charity, you are charitably disposed. Krishna says, give it to me. If you are so rich, and if you have got this good intention to give a charity, give it to me. Jat karushi jat asna si, jat juhoshi dadasi yad, jat tapashat si, kauntiya, mat kurusha, kurusha, tat mat arapanam. Give them to me. Krishna said, by mental concussion, Haro Abhakta Shia Kutu Mahadguna Manurati Na Asatu Dabatu Bahi. This is Bhagavatam 5.18.12. One who is not Krishna conscious, not a devotee of Krishna, he has no good qualification. No. He's a very big man. Yes, he can be. He has opened such big, big hospital, big, 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 big school, big, 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 Mr. Big. Yes, that may be good from the mental estimation, material estimation, yet. Because he is not a devotee of Krishna, they are not good qualifications. These things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. We may be very much puffed up by our mental concoction that I am doing this very nice work, but it may not be accepted by God. That is mental concoction. That it is not permanent. They are not permanent. They are the creation of our mind. The mind is creating this wife in the material sense, husband, children, property in a material sense. In a material sense, we become entangled by this things. As Prabhupada said, at night one dreams of tigers and snakes. And while dreaming, he actually sees them. But as soon as the dream is broken, they no longer exist. Similarly, the material world is a creation of our mental concoctions. How is that? Because we think that mental concoction, we think that we can enjoy this material world. We think that is mental concoction. It's not that we should not think, not that we should not think that thinking is mental concoction. The way we think is mental concoction. The way we think, material thinking is mental concoction, not spiritual thinking. To think of Krishna is not mental concoction. To think of Krishna devotee, think of devotional service to Krishna, how to perform our devotees, devotional service, how to chant Lord Krishna's holy name, how to glorify Lord Krishna, is not mental concoctions. The way we think, what is that one? That we can enjoy this material world, that is mental concoction. We see that people, the people who are mentally concocting, they think, let me get married so I can enjoy. That is mental concoction. It is mental concoction. And what happened? They will be the those who think like this, they are the most frustrated people in the harshwood ashram. Why? Because what they are expecting to get will not be there. They will never get it. Therefore, it is mental concussion. Let me get married so I can enjoy. That is mental concussion. For some people think, since I'm not able to control my senses, I'm still having a lot of sex desire. Let me just get married so I can just enjoy. Mental concoction. Let me have many children so that they can work and bring me more money. Mental concoction. It is mental concoction. It is mental concoction because we are not going to get what we are expecting. We are going to get many children. Yes, they are going to give us hell. It is mental concoction. It's a product of mental concoction. The result is suffering. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada said, if I have the guarantee that all my children will be devotee, I will have married 100 wives. What is 100? Well, thousands of wives. And do what? And they produce billions of devotees of Krishna. Who turn the whole world into the world of devotees. That is what our chariots are doing for us, trying to create the world of devotees. So Prabhupada said, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. That is what the scripture said. But Prabhupada said, I established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that we can do what? In this Kalo Sambhava Shudra. In this society of Shudras, purpose, I want to make Brahmanas. I want to make devotees. This is not mental concoction. This is Krishna consciousness. So this is the mindset, the pure consciousness of our acharyas, that they want to create the world of devotees. They want to create, by contrast, the society of Krishna consciousness. That is not mental concussion. Let me have many children so that they can bring me more money. Mental concussions. They will bring us many problems. We are experiencing it everywhere in the world. We are experiencing it. I know of one man, just one, not just to go to many, just one, who was killed by his own son. He is training in school. He's training his son in the school, and his son is a robber. So he sent his student, so-called student, who are also robbers, armed robbers, to go and threaten his father so they can take some money. But he told them they should not kill him. They should only threaten him so they can get more money. But the boy and those people did not know that the man himself has gone with him also. The boy did not know. Look at mental concussion, the result of mental cocktail activities. Let me have children so I can enjoy. But he had gotten children whom he is painstakingly training in school. A boy is a criminal. Sent his criminal friends to go and attack his own father to get more money. A man has given him money for his maintenance. Because he's a criminal, he is always a mismanagement of money, of funds. Therefore, the scriptures say that Shudras should never have money. So the boy has given him much money. Yet, he squandered the money in sense gratification, and now he's sending his friend to go and threaten his father to get more money. Because he knows that the money the father gave to him is much. It will take him for the whole term. But he misused the money in a few days. How to exist? Huh? How to exist? The money is finished. So the next thing is to plan evil. They came to the father. He didn't go himself because he knows that it's his father. He sent his friends. They did not know that the man also have gone with him. So when they came, the man fired. And for them to defend, they said they shot the man. So the man died. They were arrested. When they trace it, they trace it to his own son. Mental concussion. Activities, very dangerous. Very dangerous. We have come to this material world to enjoy material resources. By mental concussion, we discover many, many objects of enjoyment because our minds are absorbed in material things. This is why we receive various bodies. According to our mental concussions, we work in various ways, desiring various achievements. And by nature and the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karmana daiva netrina means what? Karmana, daiva, netrana. What does it mean? We have desire. Or we have desires. These our desires will be approved by the higher personalities. Like when we perform an activity, we are no more independent of that action. A higher authority will now desire the reaction, the reactionary reward of the activities we have performed. We have right to do anything we want to do. But once the activity is performed, we don't have right to determine how the reaction should come. That is no more in our hand. It is karmana daiva nitrana daiva, the superior authority, the demigod, they have the power now to reward us according to our activities. Yes. So Prabhupada said, according to our mental concoctions, we work in various ways, desiring various achievements, and by nature and the order of the Supreme Pursuit of Godhead, karmana, deva, nitrana, we get the advantages we desire. So in this material world, we always meet with what we desire. So how can you tell me that I deserve suffering? I don't want suffering. How can you say I deserve it? Yes. We don't want suffering, but our activities have produced it. It is not the higher authority that are doing it. It is we who have given permission, who have given the chance to the high authorities to reward us in the way we suffer or enjoy based on our activities. Thus, we become more and more involved in material concoction. This is the result. So the boy cannot control the senses. He has taken a very, very dangerous, demonic way to get the money. Now he's sending robbers to go and take money from his own father, who is seriously in working, also doing so many other sinful activities to get money to maintain him. Mental concoction. So we are entangled in our materially concocted desires. So this is the reason for our suffering in the material world. By one kind of activity, we create another. And they are all product of our mental concussions. Like this boy. One activity to go and rob his father resulted in killing his father. Now, it is not just getting money. He has to go to jail for being a murderer. One activity producing another activity for suffering, not for enjoyment. It is for suffering. This is the situation of all conditioned souls in this material, mental concoction. Activities which are not approved in the scripture. Activities which is going to bring us suffering. Mental speculation or mental concoction. What is that? The mind, a conditioned mind, perceives something or think of something. What is the value of that? What is the value of what our conditioned mind thinks or perceives or conceive of doing? What is the value of that? So it is called mental concoction. It is all negative and limited to our mundane situation, mundane senses. So, Narada Muni and Angira Muni, they are very scientifically presenting this knowledge to us, to guide us, to help us, to prepare us, to protect us from engaging ourselves in activities that are going to give us more suffering. Hare Krishna, dear devotees.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. That was really a very wonderful session. Saying about the mental concoction, so the activities in this material world brings us suffering, not the enjoyment. So nice story narrated about the boy who is robbing from his father, but finally he is suffering. So thank you so much, Maharaj. So devotees, any questions, please go ahead. Yes, Shukrakara Krishna Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Bhakti Dev Damodar Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you.
Blessings, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj, I was happy to see you.
Thank you, Maharaj Prabhuji. Thank you, Maharaj. Mm-hmm. I'm having blessings. Maharaj, today is Ekadashi, Nirjalvim Ekadashi. So mm-hmm. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. We know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and other things. When we don't see Krishna in the center, it is Maya. Knowing also sometimes the mind goes here and there. How to control the... We know the scriptures, but they are doing wrong. So how do we stop all those things which is not to be done, knowingly doing?
I do not agree that we know the scripture.
Read the scriptures.
We don't know the scriptures.
We don't know.
I don't say you. I didn't say you. I say we don't know the scripture. Because it's like you cannot say that I've eaten and I'm not belly full. If we have eaten, our belly will be full. Right?
Yeah.
So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, Aham sarvasya parvava mata sarvam bharatati iti matva bhajanti mam. Yes. Iti matva bhajanti mam. One who knows me to be what? The Lord of both the material and the spiritual world will do what? Will worship me. Will serve me. So one who knows cannot be a fool. Pragya badam se basa se. Krishna says, you are speaking like a learned person, but you are a fool. A foolish person, lament. Pandita, nanu sanchanti, nanu sochanti. Pandita, nanu sochanti. A pandita cannot lament because he knows. He pragya. He knows. Even who knows cannot lament. A foolish person will lament. So the thing is that we have been hearing something. We have not realized it.
Right.
Therefore, we are not practicing it. Because we are not practicing, we cannot have the realization. It is not said that theory makes perfect. It is practice that makes perfect. Many of us devotees, we are hearing, oh, very good lecture, no practice. So we remain the same. We should start to practice what we are hearing, and that is the meaning of hearing. One who hears will act on it. So we have not heard. The day we will hear, that day we will start to practice what we are hearing. And when we start practicing what we are hearing, we'll start to see the result of Krishna consciousness manifesting in our lives. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Then, you are saying, how can we make progress? How can we break the bounds of material and shackles of materialization so we can move forward towards Krishna scientifically? One of the ways to do that is Ekadasi.
Yeah.
Ekadasi. Ekadasi is not a threat. Ekadasi is a benevolent personality. And she became manifest out of Krishna's sweet will to help us. Therefore, Ekadasi is an opportunity for us to make advancement, to overcome anything which is very, very difficult in our life to attain. To make it attainable is by Ekadasi. It's Ekadasi. That is the power of Ekadasi. Lord Krishna visited Yamaraj. And while he was there with Yamaraj, he was hearing the agonizing cry from the hellish planet. Krishna was hearing. It was a groaning cry. That hearing it brings it will touch the heart, even of a demon. Hell is real. It is not mental concussion. Hell is real. For the soul, hell is not real. For material existence, hell is real. Hell does exist. So Sukadeva Goswami described in the fifth canto 28 divisions of hell, these planets. And he said, out of these 28 divisions, if you take one, it's unlimited. You understand that? You understand that? That is Sukadeva Goswami speaking. Fifth canto. The last chapter of fifth canto, chapter 26. Divisions of hell. So, if you want to close the gate of hell, Ekadasi. Ekadasi closes the gate of hell. That is her duty. Her duty is to close the gate of hell and open the gate of Vaikuntha. To open Vaikuntha gate. That's Ekadasi. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, it is reality. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, the Kazi disturbed devotees. He disturbed devotees, brought the mridanga, and he said, no more Harinam in this city, in this country. Anybody who do Harinam here, I will change your caste and make all of you Muslims. I want to close down Hinduism and make the whole world Islam. You should be conscious of this, that this thing is still going on imperceptibly. So, devotee came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, we are afraid to stay here. We are afraid to stay here. Dear Lord, please give your permission to leave Navadvipa. We want to go to a different country. Because the Kazi said, any day he see anyone performing Sankirtan, he'll be arrested and be turned into Muslim. They want to leave Navadvipa. They want to go to different countries. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nitai. Nitai, go to all the devotees and tell them everybody should come together. Let everybody come together. We want to show the Kazi that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here, one who resides in his heart as a super soul, he's physically present, and he's going to teach him a lesson that nothing can work without incarnation. Go tell all the devotees to get ready for a massive harina. Nityananda Prabhu announced to all devotees, come and see festival. When you make 100 touches, your children will make 1,000 touches. 2,000 touches. 1,000,000 touches. The whole place became the city of touches. Chidama will make the world of touches. Touch. And when that was done, when it was completed, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let us start. He assigned different devotees for different parties, for Harinam, for Kirtan, and for dancers. And then he looked at Nityananda Prabhu. Look at Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu understood. By glance, he understood. He said, my Lord, I will be with you. I will never, never leave you. I will always be around you to support you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, Kirtan. Everybody started. In every house, banana trees were used in decoration. The whole city was decorated. Banana tree. The whole city, decoration. And then the people will come, everybody will leave in the house to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he's seeing his lotus face. Nobody has anything else to think, to remember, but the sweetness of his supreme, supreme, all blissful lotus face. And the thieves came out. This is the chance for us to now to rob. This is what they were thinking. Now the houses are empty. So it's a good chance for us to do our business. Let us get ready. But not up to 5 minutes, the thieves who wanted to steal, upon seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, joined the kirtan. And they forgot their stealing.
Yeah.
They joined the kirtan. Nobody remember any sinful activities. Not only that, everybody in the kirtan was seen with the four hands, but nobody saw each other to be having four hands. Everybody, four hands means what? The Lord of Vaikuntha brought Vaikuntha here. This material. He brought Vaikuntha right here. He didn't leave Vaikuntha there. Lord Chaitanya brought Vaikuntha down. That everybody was four hands. Nobody remember anything else, but Hari vibrated everywhere. Hari! So, when the blasphemer, they saw Nimai Pandit with his billions of associates, they laughed and they said, when the Kazi will come, what will happen to their Kirtan? What will happen to your banana depression? What will happen to your Lal Santi? What will happen to your Mridanga? What will happen to you? But in no time, they all joined the Kirtan. Because the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kirtan was mesmerizing everybody, was turning everybody into Vaikuntha associate, Vaikuntha residents. Everybody. So the same people went to Kazi and told him, what are you going to do? Nimai Acharya, Nimai Acharya is coming. Their city is covered all over. But billions of people. How many people can you punish? How many are you going to punish? Who? Whom are you going to punish? Run away. If you want your life, you should run. Nimai Acharya, this is his duty. This is how he behaves. Always in kirtan, he's chanting. And Nimai Pandit would chant and dance and jump to the air and about falling in Nityananda Prabhu. Sheshana, Sheshana, would support him, hold him. And sometimes he would sit down in Padmanasana. For days, not just one day, for days, he sit down, meditation, and the kirtan is going on. Nobody was external, so nobody felt fatigued. Nobody felt tired. Because they were not in their material body, no mental concoction. It's a spiritual activity. They were, but Chidambu was going from ghat to ghat, ghat to ghat to ghat to ghat. He was going village to village, and the sound was coming until he came to Sumiliya. Sumiliya, that is the Kazi's village where he stays, Sumiliya. When they got there, the Kazi asked, what is that sound? What is that sound? Is it the worshipping ghost? Just imagine what he's thinking. They're worshipping ghosts or they're going for marriage. Mental concoction. See the mental concoction. So he was informed that it is not a marriage thing. It is not a worshipping of ghosts. It is Nimai Acharya. He's coming for you. So some of the blasphemers, when they saw that Nimai Pandey has covered everything and all of them completely, some of them who could, they ran away to escape. And some who couldn't, they have to cover their beard. They use their hand to cover their beard so that nobody see them. And they also started chanting, Hari, Hari. Out of fear. One of them, I came to tell the Kazi, my dear king, when I had the kirtan, the kirtan uprooted my ear from the root. From the root, yeah. My ear was uprooted from the sound of Hari chanted by Nimai Pandey. My ear was uprooted from the root. What can you do to Nimai Pandey? What can you do? What can you do? You better go and take shelter. So Nimai Pandit, what millions of billions of people, where they came from, nobody can tell. Who can tell where they came from? From Vaikuntha. So Nimai Acharya, he ordered the devotees, uproot all the garden, destroy the garden of Kazi. They did, they destroyed the garden. Destroy, bring the doors. Bring the doors, they were breaking. Bring the houses, they were breaking. Now, they broke the doors, they broke houses, they broke the trees, they cut down trees, and they destroyed everything. Set fire to the house, so Kazi. Set fire. Set fire to the house. But the devotees came to Nimai. They said, the duty of destruction is what your incarnation, your expansion as Ananta. It is not your duty. Now you have tortured him. He has come to his senses. You better stop here. So the devotee grabbed him by the waist and said, please, you can stop now. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned his attention away and went to meet his devotees. So, Ekadasi, is to close down the gate of hell. Because while this was going on, yeah, some of them, they went to Yamaraj. Hey, Yama, what is Yamaraj? It is not our fault. It is not our fault. Today, no more hell for everybody. It's closed. They close it. They close it. There's no hell. It's not our, it's not our. It is. This is the mission of Nimai Pandit. This is the duty of Nimai Pandit. It's not our fault. Close the gate of hell. Close your duty. No more work for you. Finish. That's the Ekadasi. The Ekadasi is to close the gate of hell and to open Vaikuntha gate, yeah, for many people to go. So Ekadasi is not a threat. Ekadasi is our well-wisher. So our well-wisher. So devotees are very, very fortunate. They will observe Ekadasi very happily with the full appreciation, with the heart of gratitude for what Krishna has done by giving us Ekadasi to help us get free from material entanglement, material existence, to close the gate of hell permanently. This is what the fortunate devotee thinks and appreciates Krishna. They don't feel hungry, they don't think about hunger, they don't think about food, they simply think about how Krishna is so merciful that he gave the opportunity for us to get out of our entanglement. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Super, Prabhu. So fantastically you told the full about Nimai Pandit, how he told Nityananda Prabhu to go and do the Sankirtan. And Ekadasi, yes, can close the gate of.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Very nicely you explained about that. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Very nicely you explained the Chandka Sivu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deal, how Chandka Sivu transformed to devotee. And about the Ekadashi, very beautifully mentioned that devotees follow very happily the Ekadashi. Thank you so much, Maharaj. And please bless us all on this auspicious day of Ekadashi to progress in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you so
Hare
much,
Krishna.
Thank you,
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much for your valuable
time.
Thank you so much for your
valuable time.
Maharaj, so we want your association in future in this forum. Devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj. Vancha kalpa tripasya kripas
sindhu bhaga chapati tanam bhavani yo
Jai 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 Jai